This goes to Brian DeWaites, THWAITESPAC. Fax is 989-291. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, the fax is 921-5077. The patient is Linda McConnell, M like Mary, C, capital C-O, N-N like November, E-L-L. Date of birth, June 8th, 1949. Dear Brian, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. McConnell with stage 2 chronic disease with transient elevations of creatinine secondary to chronic NSAID use in 2021 and hyperlipidemia, also chronic severe itching. The itching has been present ever since she was seen in consultation June 15th of 2021. She's seen multiple people, including dermatologist in Florida. He did multiple lab tests and actually recommended that she would try some alkaline water to help alkalinize her kidneys. And checking back, her urine pH is actually 7, so they're actually alkaline enough. She does not really need alkaline water. It could make things worse. I'm not certain how that would help itching anyway. She did have a COVID infection that was she tested positive for COVID infection in October, on October 20th of 2021. But the itching started before June of 2021, so that was not the cause. Now the itching is really localized on her scalp and on her face. And she's been using some anti-itch cream as well as lotion and fragrance-free soaps, but nothing is really helping. It's hard to tell what is causing this horrible itching, but we know it's not related to kidney disease, especially with the improved labs. Most of her medications have been discontinued since her last visit on October 18th of 2021. The only medicines she's currently taking are Synthroid 75 micrograms daily, Zetia 10 milligram daily, and Preserve Vision 1 twice a day. She stopped every other supplement and other oral medication that she was previously on. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Her weight is stable. She did lose 5 pounds with COVID, but now she's back up to her usual weight, about 110 pounds. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And no edema or claudication symptoms. Physical exam, the only vital sign today she could get for us was her weight at 110 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 5th of 2022 by her dermatologist in Florida. He did serum protein electrophoresis. She did have low gamma globulin proteins, but that was idiosyncratic and was just recommended that should be rechecked at some point. Amylase and lipase were normal. Her methyl, M-E-T-H-Y-L, malonic, M like Mary, A-L-O, N like November, I-C, acid, was low at 80. Homocysteine is elevated at 11.2. Glucose was normal. Creatinine was normal at 0.9. Estimated GFR is greater than 60 now. Vitamin B6 was elevated at, quite elevated, double the normal of 45.8. ALT slightly elevated at 46. AST is normal. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.1. Albumin is 4.1. Zinc was normal at 118. Hemoglobin 13.1. Normal white count, normal platelets. Iron was normal with high iron percentage was 48%. Ferritin normal at 196. B12 was normal. Folic acid also normal. Ceruloplasmin is normal, also in vitamin C. All those were normal. Assessment and plan, stage 2 chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, and those have stabilized. January 10th of 2022, creatinine was 0.74, and October 10th, 21, it was 0.93. The patient is going to stay off non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She's going to follow a low-salt diet. I've asked her to try to not use any lotions, creams, or soaps on her face for a few days, only to cleanse with some cool, clean water, like out of the tap, and she can cleanse that way. Of course, she can shampoo her scalp, but try to avoid letting the soap run in her face. She will use soap on the rest of her body and try to use a fragrance-free soap. She may need another dermatology referral. I don't really know what's causing the severe itching, but it's very miserable for her, she states. And I wish she could figure out what she's allergic to and why she's itching so bad. So we've asked her to have lab studies done in the next 5 months, and we'll recheck her in 5 months also, and that will be before she goes back to Florida. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.